Sweden holds national elections tomorrow for the first time since the country opened its doors to hundreds of thousands of asylum seekers fleeing violence in and around Syria. There's been a backlash to that wave of immigration, and now close to 1 in 5 Swedes say they'll vote for the nationalistic Sweden Democrats, a party with roots in the neo-Nazi movement. Sissel Overgaard reports.
It's noon on a weekday in the Swedish city of Malmö. The leader of the Sweden Democrats is addressing a crowd surrounded by flags sprouting blue-petaled daisies, the party's logo. Standing quietly to the side, first-time voter Leif Aukerberg says he's not impressed by what he's hearing.
This is the Swedish Trump.
He does not mean that kindly.
If you're clever enough, you'll understand that it's just he's talking about. But not everyone is.
Aukerberg says the Sweden Democrats' policies are rooted in racism, plain and simple. And it's true that despite the party's long-running efforts to clean up its image, members are still regularly ousted for various racist offenses. But Giedra Andersson says that's not what it's about.
It's not a time to scream that you are racist and you will exclude everyone and will be just blue-eyed, blonde people in Sweden. It's not about that. It's about being reasonable, being smart and using resources.
Like many of the other Sweden Democrat voters here, Andersson believes that Sweden's new arrivals are putting a strain on the country's generous welfare state, and people like her are paying the price.
If you are sick and you're going to the emergency room, you have to wait for 6-8 hours just to meet a doctor, and that's the reality.
The Swedish government says the usual wait is more like an hour, though that's still longer than most Europeans are used to. But the issue that comes up more often than any other in this crowd is crime. Few people here seem to have been personally affected by violence, but many describe feeling unsafe.
If something happens, you call to the police, you don't have a chance to that police coming, and if you are robbed or you are attacked or you are raped, it's not safe in big cities, so I'm happy that I live on the countryside.
Crime statistics are tricky. Sweden, by almost any measure, is an extremely safe country. But the overall rate of crime has been slowly rising for more than 20 years. Gang violence is a real problem in some neighborhoods, and there's been a recent increase in cases of sexual assault, though that may be partly due to changes in reporting. But Sweden does not track the ethnicity of perpetrators, so making a connection between immigration and crime is a largely speculative exercise. But as political scientist Mikael Sundström from Lund University says, it doesn't matter.
You don't need solid data to sell the idea, from the Sweden Democrats' point of view, that immigrants are linked to crime. But you just need to make sure that it stays in the public mind that this or that crime was committed by an immigrant.
And in that, he says, they have succeeded. They've also succeeded in forcing Sweden's other leading parties to take a harder stance on immigration, a scenario that's been playing out in neighboring countries for years. Patrick Jonsson, who leads the Sweden Democrats in the Scania region, points to his counterparts in the Danish People's Party as a model for the future.
The whole social democracy must change their direction. And if you see in Denmark, Dansk Folk, but they often get support from the Social Democrats, and I think that's a direction the Swedes will see.
Denmark is considered to have among the most restrictive immigration policies in Europe. Should Jonsson's dream come true, it would be a major blow to the Swedish national identity, which is firmly grounded in ideas of tolerance and inclusion. So far, mainstream parties on the right and left still say they will not negotiate with the Sweden Democrats. But if they do as well as polls are forecasting, how will either side form a functioning government without them?
The $10,000 question.
Mikael Sundström says it's anybody's guess until after the vote on Sunday. For NPR News, I'm Sissel Overgaard in Malmö, Sweden.